Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I guess I should say happy dental month, but I always feel weird saying that, you know, Dr. Kaufman. I'm like, I feel like every month is dental month, and we're going to be chatting with Dr. Kirk Kaufman. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think when we started out, you know, just trying to get one month to be dental month, you know, 3 decades ago when dentistry kind of became its own focus within veterinary medicine. But it's expanded so much that, and we all know that we have so many patients that need dental care. Every month really is dental month for sure.
Right. It really is. So to our listeners tuning in, we're going to be chatting about the, you know, what's new with the dentistry lane across the veterinary profession. And I can't think of a better person other than Dr. Kirk Kaufman to talk to us from, he's the National Specialty Director of Dentistry at Thrive Pet Healthcare. And prior to becoming a dental board certified surgeon, Dr. Kaufman worked as an associate veterinarian and partner in a small animal vet practice, realizing that he enjoyed the dentistry portion of his GP role. He decided to seek specialty board certification. I want to stop right there and ask you, because I always find it so fascinating with our colleagues, like how, you know, why teeth? Like, how did you get involved in that? What was it that really like, oh, I really like this?
Yeah, I think I was like so many people in the beginning. I didn't get anything dental wise in veterinary school, you know, back in the early 90s. And my first job was just very progressive. My mentor and the practice owner said, we're going to do dentistry. And you're the young vet, right? The new guy. And we want you to do dentistry. And so I did a lot of CE and I just really liked it, I guess. And it led to me transitioning out of general practice, which I enjoyed. You know, to go back about 8 years into my career and seek a residency, fortunately in private practice. So I didn't have to move and go back to university, but yeah, it just kind of evolved really. I was open to that.
Awesome. Yeah. And so you began working at Arizona Veterinary Dental Specialist, AVDS, as a relief vet and ultimately completed residence training at that hospital. And today, Dr. Kaufman is an AVDS partner, and the hospital has grown to encompass 4 locations across Arizona within Thrive Pet Healthcare. And so you launched the Dental Growth Program, a year-long training initiative to build more competent and confident dental champions across Thrive's network, which we need a lot more champions in that area. And so the program has a training, over 30 hours of continuing education with an opportunity to participate and hands-on dental growth symposium at the end of the program. So with the demand for pet dental services growing, you're particularly passionate about helping current and future veterinarians deepen their dental training. So that's fantastic. Plus, you lecture around the country. You're fortunate to be invited to lecture around the world. And this pairs well with what you're doing, both inside and outside of the exam room, traveling, food, wine, golf. It's a great, great life you got there, my friend. So I guess I also want to ask and start off by saying, like, why is dental care so important to our pets and patients?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I tell people, my friends, right, that own dogs and cats, they said, do I get my pet's teeth clean? And I use this kind of analogy. I mean, the mouth is the entrance to the body. And so if it doesn't work correctly, or if it's inflamed or uncomfortable, then your dog or cat can't get the nutrients properly that they need. And so that's the first thing, you know, and because it's a portal to the insides, it's also for the good things like nutrients. If it's infected or inflamed, then it's an avenue for that infection or inflammation to go to other organ systems or other places in the body. So if we don't take care of it, then it's going to lead to other problems, not just locally in the mouth, but, you know, regionally and systemically. So,
yeah, of course. And so tell our listeners too, what is the difference between primary care dentistry and specialty dentistry and oral surgery? Because that's a good question that we get asked here a lot at DVM 360.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, and that's one of the things that, like you said, that I'm passionate about is helping just primary care veterinarians be better dental providers. It's the analogy of just like the dentist we go to, right? And so the primary care veterinarian really should be able to provide, you know, general dentistry, so dental cleaning, basic diagnosis, which is really dental x-rays, and then basic care, which unfortunately many times is extraction, but that's the reality. So that general care needs to be provided or at least triaged at the primary care veterinarian.
Yeah.
And then, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I find in my experience too, like I kind of know where my limitations lie. And I like to challenge myself at the same time in the world of dentistry. But what I do find great about this particular field in dentistry is that either you're a phone call away or a text away or a picture away where I can kind of like show somebody like, listen, do you think what's wrong with this tooth? What do you think about this mass? You know, and then if it's something beyond the scope of my care expertise, we certainly have wonderful colleagues in our profession that can partner with us to triage those cases.
Right. I mean, a board certified veterinary dentist who's, you know, done a residency and passed an examination like my colleagues have, then they have that ability to answer that question that you don't know the answer to as a primary care vet, or then provide a service that's maybe an alternative to extraction in many cases. So the specialty veterinarian as a dentist would do a root canal or a crown or a filling or braces. And then they would also, dentists essentially, and we can certainly talk about that, are also kind of the oral surgeons of the veterinary world. So oral tumors or maxillofacial fractures or trauma, you know, that kind of has become a subspecialty or is becoming a subspecialty even within the board certified dentistry lane. So just that care beyond, if you go to your general dentist, you and I, you get your teeth cleaned. If you need a crazy root canal or a crown, they refer you to the endodontist or periodontist. And so the board certified veterinary dentist is kind of like that within the human dentistry profession.
When you think about that, that's incredible. You know, like orthodontist, periodontist, endodontist, you're all in there as that, as the primary referrer or, you know, the specialist, which I think is just incredible. So I know I just touched a little bit about the dental growth program, and I'm really curious to learn more about that. So share us a little bit, tell us about information about the program that you launched at Thrive, which is called the Dental Growth Program.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal here is to raise the standard of care in our family of hospitals, which is, you know, over probably 250 GP hospitals across the country. And so to do that, we needed to provide a better foundation for not just doctors, but technicians, right? So that they feel comfortable in the dental operatory providing those general dental services that we talked about, right? X-rays, extractions, and cleaning. And so we developed an online program, and we did that initial iteration in 2021. We called that the Year of the Tooth. And we selected hospitals that were interested, that had proper equipment, but wanted to do better. And there was about 20 hospitals across our family of hospitals across the country. We put them through that 30 hours of CE over about 6 months. And then we invited two select individuals from each of those kind of 20 odd hospitals, about 50 individuals, to go to the Vidicus Center for a 2-day symposium. Veterinarians got to do extractions on dogs one day, and then dental x-rays, interpretation and case stuff. And then the second day we did the same thing with cats. And then we had a analogous kind of dental hygiene, dental x-ray, dental examination laboratory for those 2 days for their technicians. So. And then those approximately 50 people were named our dental champions within our Thrive Pet Healthcare family. Our goal then is this year and next to take that sort of thing, pare it down kind of regionally, use our regional dental champions to go into our major markets where we have a lot of hospitals. So we did Phoenix, we did San Diego, we're going to Austin this weekend, and we do kind of what we call as a boot camp lab. They do 10 to 15 hours of CE prior to a lab. And then we go into their hospital and we do the lab locally there for them over a weekend. So trying to touch as many people as we can and then train people to help us train others in their region.
And it's great that you're going to their hospital too, because sometimes when you go into sessions, when you kind of have this mindset that, oh, I don't think this can be done in my hospital, either physically, logistically, whatever it is. But when you're there in the trenches with them, you must see noticeable differences with the learning curve, right?
And I think you're right. Right. I've been there with you guys too. I've gone to the, you know, whatever Western veterinary conference and done the lab and then gotten home and like, it just isn't the same. And so we use their equipment. Now we bring some stuff in and we say, you know, hey, if you know, this is your equipment, we want you to practice with this equipment, but here's what we think you might want to upgrade to too, or here's ways you can improve. And I, the hope is that that makes them, you know, just able to use what they've learned a little bit quicker and makes that kind of barrier to implementing that in their practices a little lower.
What do you think is one of the biggest barriers that primary care veterinarians face when it comes to dentistry? Is it like, just broad speaking, like, is it endodontics? Is it radiographs? Is it to extract or not to extract? Like, what do you think it is?
I mean, it's a baseline of knowledge, right? Because we didn't get it in veterinary school, most of us, or we did not have a mentor that was a good veterinary, general veterinary dentist when we started practice. So that baseline of knowledge is like, all the equipment's different, right? It's powered, it's air, all that. So that baseline of knowledge is the biggest barrier of entry. But then after that, I would say once veterinarians get, or technicians get fairly comfortable with, hey, I can clean teeth, I know this is right or this is not right, then making that decision, right? Do I extract this tooth? Do I not? And if I don't feel comfortable, who can I consult with to get an answer? And so as a specialty lane, again, we talked about this before we came on the podcast, there's more dentists out there these days. And so that availability for consultation is better. But I think that's the next step, is reading that dental x-ray, deciding, does this tooth stay or does it go? That's probably the next step that we need to hopefully improve across our entire profession is giving the veterinarians and their team the right knowledge and the right tools to make those decisions for their patients every day.
Yeah, because I know, I'm sure just like you, I get some pushback from clients like, oh, do you really have to take out those teeth, Dr. Crispin? You know, and I show the pictures, I explain the why, you know, it's not like we're here to randomly just, you know, be the abominable snowman and take out their teeth. Like, we have reasons behind it, but I think the education curve in my experience with pet owners has gotten better too. I think they understand the why behind it. Do you think they have?
Yeah. And I, you know what? I think as a profession, we've gotten better and more confident in that, in actually performing the extraction. And so it's like anything else, you are going to recommend soundly a treatment that you feel comfortable, number one, about making the diagnosis to select that treatment, and two, then either performing it or referring it to someone that you trust. And so the profession has gotten better at that. We still have a ways to go. And, you know, there's new veterinarians that graduate each year that don't have that confidence level. But I think then the client, the pet owner, the pet parent feels more comfortable in listening to you and taking your recommendation because you're confident about it.
Right. Yeah. Love that. And as we're in 2023 now, are there any new treatments that are out there or any ways of new care that's happening with dental care that you'd like to share? Oh, I just rhymed. I'm a poet. I don't know it. Dental care that you'd like to share.
Yeah, we in dentistry, we like lots of those. So we said 2021 was year of the tooth. 2022 was 2020 tooth. So I'll kick that back to you. I need a little moniker for 2023. So think about that. But what's new? I think in general dentistry, a couple things I would say, you know, I think the general acceptance of controlling dental pain is really out there in the forefront, and veterinarians are doing a better job and recognizing they should be doing dental nerve blocks. They're seeking that education to do that, either local block or regional block in the mouth when they perform an extraction. And that's good quality care and it's good business. The ability to get dental CE continues to grow. So colleagues of mine like Dr. Brett Beckman or Dr. Ira Luskin or even Dr. Brooke Nemec that spend a significant amount of time or all of their time with online training or regional training centers, they're out there. And so you can learn how to do the blocks. You can do better care there. I think on the cutting edge, some newer stuff that maybe people will see coming out technology wise is there's going to be the ability to have your dental radiographs reviewed, by a cloud-based application or an artificial intelligence. SignalPet Smile is out there with a new service that will review dental radiographs for approximately 6 or 8 common pathologies. And so that's new. It's not going to replace a radiologist. It's not going to replace, a veterinarian in making a diagnosis. But I think it's a tool that can be used by general practitioners to screen dental x-rays and ultimately provide better care.
That's great to hear. I tend to think of like the one doctor practices that just like need another pair of eyes on something, right? You just kind of need it. Think of it with your basic abdominal thoracic radiography and that having somebody like that or an AI to kind of interpret those dental radiographs would be helpful. I do think from the consumer standpoint, it's so flooded with dental home care and everything. I'm sure the Veterinary Oral Health Council has so many things on their plate, but there does seem to be a lot of great home care things for pet owners to be more proactive in doing, would you say?
I think that continues to grow. I think you mentioned the Veterinary Oral Health Council. So VOHC.org is a really good kind of clearinghouse for, dental products that are consumer available that have a claim to help the mouth, right? And so veterinarians can lean on that website as a resource for pet owners that come in with, hey, there's this product. What do you think about it? Because there's so many of them out there. I think the reality is I tell people, they say, is this the best one? Does this one work? And I tell them, I ask the client or the pet owner, what are you doing now? And they say nothing, or I'm brushing their teeth once a month at the groomer. And then I say, no matter what you do, if you use a veterinary oral health care, accepted product, you're going to be, and you use that every day or every other day, you're 100% better than what you're doing now. And so is there a perfect product? No. As humans, we still brush our teeth. And that's, I think, the gold standard. But for pets, there's a lot of good ones out there. And so veterinarians need to be recommending that. They need to be trying them their own, on their own, so that they have in their armament, a handful of options for their trusted, pets and clients.
Yeah. No, thank you for sharing that. And to the listeners, I do have a boatload of TikTok videos on VOHC products too, for that pet owners really have been liking a lot because they didn't know that VOHC existed. So really helping educate pet owners a lot, Dr. Kaufman, about VOHC and what to look for that's acceptable, so that way they can have that conversation with their veterinarians. So,
yeah. And awesome. I think the other thing that I would say, and I hear, I tell this to, my associate doctors, my residents, and anybody that will listen, is that, there's dozens of those approved or accepted products out there. And the reason for that is not every product or not every method works for every individual dog or cat. And so they may have to try several of them, but if they stick with those accepted products, at least they know there's a little bit of research behind just the manufacturer's claim that this product is, number one, safe, it's been tested, and it should do what their claim is. So yeah, good way to start.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well, Dr. Kirk Kaufman, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you for all the great work that you do for our profession and for the pets that you serve.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And it's the way I give back to my profession. I hope that I leave it in a better way than when I joined it nearly 30 years ago.
Wow. 30 years ago. Get out of here.
Coming up on 30 years, 2023, 1993.
Congratulations.
I know.
Wow.
I'm still going and kicking, though.
Yeah, you still got it, my friend. Still got it.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you. You're welcome. But thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Please don't forget to rate today's podcast as it helps us out. And happy Dental Month, everybody. Continue to do great work out there, because we just talked about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.